You hear that? Do you hear that? That's the sound of us Milwaukee Brewers fans being robbed of a true opening day. Because the New York Mets are too poor for a roof. That's the sound. You hear that? That's the sound of just about every other team in Major League Baseball having their day on opening day. But misery loves company. Braves and Phillies also rained out today, so they can join us of being deprived of opening day baseball, a true opening day baseball, here on Thursday, March 28th, 2024, the year of our Lord. Rain in the forecast. Bad weather out in New York. Who would have thought that the New York Mets at Citi Field would have had bad weather, especially at the end of March? We are deprived of baseball today, Brewers fans. All of the waiting, all of the excitement, all of the what-ifs, you got to put it on one more day. You got to put it on hold for one more day. Wet weather, much of Thursday, much of today in Queens, and the Mets announced yesterday that the game would be pushed back to, yes, Friday. Kind of bummed. Kind of bummed, not going to lie. Not going to lie. Kind of bummed. Well, it's a good thing. Sometimes they do that opening day, and then they have Friday off, and then it's back at it for the weekend. So it really just got to wait one more day for the Milwaukee Brewers. But, yep, rain in the forecast. As Kinger said, F the Northeast elitists.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Brewers, though, you got to wait one more day for opening day. It is kind of a bummer. I was, well, here in radio, it's called doing the logs, something that a program director has to do, or your assistant program director. It's where there's a traffic department, and not car traffic, not our girl Stacey K, but there's a traffic department. That's an individual or individuals who they get together all the commercials and everything else, and they put it into, it looks kind of like an Excel spreadsheet. And you got to time out each hour to, get to an hour. Where there's a certain set amount of commercials, there's imaging, which is the big voice guy saying things. So there's the traffic department that puts down, they like fit it all in, make sure everything's scheduled correctly. And then there's the program director who then goes in and kind of tweaks this, tweaks that, make sure that, in my instance, me and the PD, puts their programming in. So, certain imaging, like the big voice guy, make sure my certain segments are there so I could be on air, make sure there's the sports flash, make sure there's the music coming back, the rejoins are called, yada, yada, yada. So in that, at about little around noon, is usually when the file comes from the traffic department to me, the program director, and then I sit down and I load the Milwaukee Brewers into the log. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go, dude. Let's put it in. 11:35 is when the pregame starts. So I put it in, and then I start, make sure the clocks are all right. Each break, 2 minutes and 10 seconds for the pregame. And then the breaks during the game are 1 minute and 40 seconds for local. Make sure that's all right, running smooth. I hit submit, merge, so the log merges together so they can be on air. Because if you don't hit merge, it doesn't come on air the next day. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, yes, the Brewers are on tomorrow. I got the logs perfect. Can't wait to have it on the radio. Nothing better than hearing the Milwaukee Brewers on the radio. Especially here at WOZN. And I know our affiliates, some of you carry the Brewers too. And then I, punch my time card out, leave for the day. I was meeting my wife, my brother-in-law, my two nieces. They were at this place called Urban Air on the west side, which is like a little kid's jump park haven. Or it could be an inner circle of hell if you're just there as an uncle and kids are on spring break and it's a complete madhouse. But I'm there and, I'm in the ball pit. I'm doing the trampoline thing. I'm being the Funkle, okay? And right as I'm about to leave, I get a little update from the New York Mets. Tomorrow's scheduled opening day against the Milwaukee Brewers has been postponed due to forecasted rain. It will be rescheduled for Friday, March 29th at 12:40. Gates will open at 10:40, and parking lots will open at 9:40. I said, oh, looked at my wife, looked at my two nieces, looked at my brother-in-law, and said, I got to go. I had to go back to work, do the logs, redo it all, take the Milwaukee Brewers game off of the air, and a little piece of me died a little bit. Also, a little piece of me was happy to leave Urban Air. I'm not going to lie. It was a madhouse in there. And all because of this right here. The rain. Why can't we just get it? Why couldn't you just play it in Milwaukee? Why couldn't you just done it at American Family Field? We could have had baseball, baby. We could have had baseball. Instead, we got to wait till Friday. The weather gets better on Friday out in New York. So be not afraid. It will be okay. We just have to wait one day. It's just, like I said, it was a little disheartening changing the log yesterday from a Milwaukee Brewers game to no Milwaukee Brewers game because you wait so long just for it to get here and then you get deprived of it because of Mother Nature or Steve Cohen not having a roof out there at Citi Field. But yeah, then after the Brewers canceled, minutes later, or the Mets postponed, I should say, minutes later, the Philadelphia Phillies announced that their sold-out opener against the Atlanta Braves was going to be moved from Thursday to Friday for the anticipated rain. So Pat Murphy was talking yesterday, I'd rather play when it's safe for the guys, obviously. Our pitching is a moving target a little bit, so you know what I mean. So it's nicer to have these days off in between, to be honest, but you got to do what you got to do. That was Pat Murphy. He said, obviously, everyone's anxious to get going, but it's a six-month season, and guys, our leaders know better that have been around, and there's going to be a couple days off. You're never going to control it, and they understand it. So for the Milwaukee Brewers, they just kind of drilled around Citi Field. They had a little practice, nothing crazy. And they're getting ready to start their campaign tomorrow. Again, tomorrow is when I'll get underway. So Brewers, the NL Central champions, defending champions. Yeah, Craig Counsell, the storylines are thick with it, right? With Major League Baseball beginning. Craig Counsell, the Judas himself, going to the Chicago Cubs. NL Central is wide open. The St. Louis Cardinals, what, finished last year, which is unbelievable to say. They bolstered some stuff. It's wide open for them. You don't think they're going to be in the basement again. It's the freaking St. Louis Cardinals. The Cubs remain relatively the same, right? So we'll see what happens with the Cubs. But they did get their prize crown jewel, the $40 million man in Craig Counsell. Can he be the guy to do it for them? Well, he's done it with the Brewers. Never really went that far in the playoffs besides NLCS against the Dodgers. Other than that, Brewers never made it out of the first round of the round that they were in. I got the Reds. They're building. The Reds, they could break out. And then you got the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates, a young roster as well, but what do we know about the Pirates? They always stink. Remember last year when they came out gangbusters, and then I guess water found its level, and the Pittsburgh Pirates then were not last, by the way. Not last. But ended up being what we all thought they were. Not that good. Brewers finished, what, 92-70 last year? Chicago Cubs, 83-79. The Brewers won that thing by 9 games. The Cincinnati Reds, 82-80. Pittsburgh Pirates, 76-86. And the St. Louis Cardinals still can't believe the year that they had last year. 71-91. So we were doing our season predictors yesterday. You can still get in today, man. I mean, the season doesn't start for the Brewers until tomorrow. So you can get your season predictor in. Highest we had was 92. That was from Mike and Portage. I don't think, thinking about this all off season, spring training, I don't think you have to get to 90 to potentially win the NL Central. The Central's not going to be, I don't want to say that good or I don't want to say that bad. It's just going to be wide open. It's going to be an open NL Central. I don't think there's like a head and shoulders team better than anyone else. I put the Pirates down on the bottom. They're just throw them out, kind of. I don't want to discredit them right away, but that's kind of how it's going to go. They're still relying on a lot of their youth. But I don't think you got to be a 90-plus winner to win this division. Vegas, they got a lot of these clubs just mid to high 80s. So if you can just kind of beat up on your own division and win the games you're supposed to from these lesser squads, Brewers, I mean, you could win this NL Central, 88? I mean, I don't even think you got to get to 90 on here. I mean, it would be nice, don't get me wrong, but this Central is going to be very competitive. I don't know if it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing for how competitive it's going to be. It's going to be a close race. And I was listening to Bill Michaels and Grant Bills yesterday. Bill Michaels in studio. It was great to have Bill in the studios yesterday. Grant was like, is it wrong that I want to say the Reds could win this thing? I mean, no. They got a youth movement going on there, though. Brewers, they're not getting a lot of love. Cubbies, you know, they relatively made the same, remain the same, but, you know, they think they're going to win the damn thing. The St. Louis Cardinals, bolstering the roster, it's the Cardinals. But the Milwaukee Brewers, no Corbin Burns, no Brandon Woodruff, despite him being a Brewer, you know. I think it just comes down to the arms, the frontline pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that's what it is. I mean, you traded the number one starter in Corbin Burns, three-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner in 2021, and that's given, you know, Freddie Peralta the opening day start. So Freddie Peralta, a lot of consternation. Like, is he a number three on other teams? Can he actually step up and be that guy? Hell, we had one of our main dogs, Fuller, calling yesterday. He's like, Freddie Peralta is damn good, dude. Freddie Peralta, as long as he is out there controlling the stuff, he's got this. The frontline pitching, though, is the biggest question for our Milwaukee Brewers. And then I guess you're wondering, too, about the hitting, but on the frontline pitching, Wade Miley, here's another blow. I mean, Wade Miley faced teammates taking simulated at-bats at Citi Field, but he's opening up on the IL after being slowed this spring by a shoulder soreness. And he had a little groin problem, too. I know he was also looking to add on weight because he was sick coming in the spring training, dropped some LBs, and he wanted to add a little weight back on the body. He's aiming to make his season debut, though, April 8th, 11th. That's the series against Cincinnati. So, I mean, not too far off, but a little far off. And then there's so many questions about the front line. Bullpen taking a little hit. Another injury. We'll have to get to that. And now I'm talking Devin Williams. You know, Garrett Mitchell, speaking of a potential leadoff guy, and out in the outfield, there's a logjam in the outfield. Garrett Mitchell, a little fracture in his hand, going to miss, what was it, 6 to 8 weeks. So, I mean, just in a holding pattern right now. You're waiting. It's raining out in New York. Raining out in Citi Field. Brewers out there just biding their time. Just one more day to bump around New York. Kind of get ready for the season, ease in. But again, misery does love company. Phillies and Braves, they also got their game postponed. So Zach Wheeler and Spencer Strider will square off on Friday. A little juicy NL East matchup. We'll wait for our guy, Freddie Peralta. We'll wait for Freddie Peralta to do his thing opposite of what Jose Quintana coming up here on Friday. It'll be all right. We'll get there. Just one more day. We were talking about this a little bit, you know, about an hour or so ago. Last year, Corbin Burns, the ace of the Milwaukee Brewers. He was good. He wasn't great. He was good. What, he had 10 wins? Good, not great. Brandon Woodruff only pitched 67 innings. He was there for a blink of an eye. Injury, right? Josh Hader was already gone. The Brewers had a lot of youth. What's happening this year now? You got the youth that you had last year. You're going to imagine some of them, hopefully all, but some of them are going to improve. You already did it with a good Burns. Burns is gone, right? Speaking of the Orioles. Freddie Peralta going to be your ace now. Brandon Woodruff, who we didn't see really much of last year. And we're not going to see him this year. Injured. Get him next year. Brewers already kind of put the blueprint out last year, and they won by 9 games. So why can't the Brewers win the division this year? Especially when you get a jump for some of these young players. Like a Jackson Chirio, for example, now plug him into the lineup. I mean, defensively, sometimes a little bit of a liability. But the dude's got the stick. So why not? You know, Chicago, what do they do? Got Craig Counsell? Okay. They're banking on Cody Bellinger and Justin Steele being as good as they were. We'll see. And then you look at the Cardinals. Cardinals finished last in the NL Central last year. I don't know if they're not going to be as bad as they were last year. I mean, hell, it's the freaking Cardinal way. Cardinals, maybe Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado are more like the 2022 versions of themselves than the 2023 version. We'll see. You know, St. Louis, ugly, but their new big pickup in Sonny Gray, he's already hurt. Cincinnati, they got some good players. They got that youth movement going on there, but again, relying on a lot of that youth, much like the Brewers. You know, some people picking the Reds. Hell, Mickey called in earlier saying, watch out for the Reds going to win this division. And then you got the Pirates. Pirates, yeah, I don't see much going on with the Pirates. A lot of youth there, but it's, you know, it's the Pirates. So why not the Milwaukee Brewers for the NL Central? Why not? They got the pieces. And hell, Rhys Hoskins, if this guy can get back to the 30-dinger form, better watch out. Gary Sanchez coming in. And then also, how about, you know, Christian Yelich having a year like he had last year? Christian Yelich, good last year. If Yelich can continue on, you know, be that guy, sure. And then the big star of spring training, you know, the Brewers got him last year, and Pat Murphy was really excited talking about William Contreras, saying that this dude is going to be the star. He's got the intangibles to be the star of not just the Brewers, but of Major League Baseball. So Brewers can have some offense. They can have some pop. Again, the question mark's always revolving around the starting pitching, the frontline pitching. Wade Miley already starting on the IL. He's a little sore, so we'll get him back early April. He was throwing at Citi Field. The Brewers were out there just doing a little practice, getting ready for the season. Then the news came down yesterday afternoon that they're going to postpone the game to tomorrow. Okay, so we wait a little bit for opening day, but why not the Milwaukee Brewers, you know? Why not? Looking here at some predictions, you know, 86 and 76 for the Crew. That's going to be winning the NL Central behind them. The Reds at 85 wins, and the Cardinals at 83, Cubs at 500, and then the Pirates, low 70s. But it's a wide open one, unless you're, I guess, the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm not expecting the Pittsburgh Pirates to do much. They started out fast last year and then came back down to earth really quickly. But the Cardinals were the biggest surprise in the sense of how bad they were. You couldn't believe just how bad the Cardinals were last year. You know, the division's going to be compelling. It's going to be entertaining. Even if no team reaches 90 wins. Again, Brewers got a core. Reds got a core. So you look at Brewers like Sal Frelick, Bryce Turang. Fortunately, Mitchell, you know, broke the hand, so he's going to be out for what? I think they said 6 to 8 weeks coming up here. Rotation might not have top end to dominate, but there is a chance that they can be good. Brewers, with what they finished last year, again, with the absence of Burns and Brandon Woodruff, you just get a sturdier offense and look out for that NL Central. But happy opening day, everyone. How are we feeling about it? How are you feeling about the Crew? Now that we got to wait, you know, one more day for it. Now, the biggest prediction I've seen was the Cincinnati Reds with 94 wins. 94 wins. Damn. The Reds will be bashing their way all the way to first place. And then we have this going on. I saw, speaking of DraftKings, you know, we're talking betting today and gambling. The NCAA, they're trying to ban prop bets from the books with the legal states with gambling, which good luck on that one. You got, you know, Jonte. Porter from the Raptors, he's under investigation now for prop bets. You got Shohei Ohtani and his translator that he's now fired with all that, you know, coming out. And Shohei Ohtani hasn't been accused of anything, but with his lifelong friend and his translator stealing $4.5 million to pay off gambling debts, all from Shohei Ohtani's bank account, it kind of raised an eyebrow. You got Cleveland Cavaliers head coach saying he's getting death threats. You got Halliburton for the Pacers saying that he's sick of just being a prop now for all these gamblers. But DraftKings, they're partnered up, you know, Major League Baseball, NBA, Pandora's box been open. They put a poll out there, who will win the NL Central? This isn't, you know, a gambling thing. This is just taking a pulse of everyone out there from SB Nation. And right now, 31% in this DraftKings poll believe that it would be the Chicago Cubs and Craig Council taking the NL Central. The Brewers coming in second. The Reds third, the Cardinals fourth, and the Pirates all the way at last there in fifth place. I think we all can agree the Pirates will be last place. Hell, Bill Michaels had a guest on yesterday. He had everyone from the NL Central, and every single one of them said, this is our division to win. Why not us? This is going to be our year, except for the Pirates guy. The Pirates guy came out and was like, yeah, you know, we're just going to see how this young core is and go from there. It was pretty funny listening to that. So it's 608-321-1670. How are you feeling about the Brewers? And then we were talking Bob Uecker today because the Brewers announced that Bob Uecker, that he's going to be calling the first pitch of the Brewers home opener, you know, the official start of summer in Milwaukee. And Bob expects to be on the mic April 2nd to call the game on the network. So first it's calling the first pitch and then it's calling the game. Well, which is it? And then after that, after April 2nd, they say Bob Uecker is going to take it one day at a time after that. One day at a time. So what you see is he's 90 years old. He's been calling, 54 years? Been in baseball for 69 years. He's obviously scaled back of just doing home games. and now saying he's going to take it day by day. It's crazy that he's doing it at 90. It's unbelievable he's doing it at 90 years old. But now it feels like, you know, my whole life, Bob Uecker on the radio. Hell, just about everyone out there, you could say Bob Uecker, my whole life on the radio. Feels like maybe you'd be losing a best friend over the airwaves. It's kind of sad, man. It's kind of tough. So we're doing some Bob Uecker stories today, you know, sharing, you know, what you like about Uke. Could be Major League, the movie. Could be what, Mr. Belvedere, the WWE, Late Night with Johnny Carson. Hell of an actor. Not the greatest of a baseball player. Or is it, you know, on the broadcast? I think that's what he excels at most. Or is it, you know, selling some brats? All right, Uecker. Wanted to play a couple clips from Uecker. We had some people saying, hey, play this, hey, play that, hey, play this. I'll do that. Bob Uecker, not only in all kinds of Hall of Fames for baseball and broadcasting, also, did you know he's in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Thank you very much. And thank you, Richie.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Longtime friend. I was not always a great player. I think people always, well, you can talk the way you do because you were always a great ball player. Well, I wasn't. signed for a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves, which aggravated my old man because he didn't have that kind of money to put out. but the Braves took it. And from there, I went on. I was with the Braves twice, actually. They didn't believe I was as bad the first time, and the second time I proved it. St. Louis Cardinals, where I won a World Championship for them, 1964. I showed up for every game, which I think shows good team spirit. And those I didn't show up for, I always tried to catch on the radio. I was doing baseball, and spring training was when WrestleMania 3 was going to take place in Detroit, and it's one of the best things I ever did in my life. I remember going to Los Angeles to do the promotion stuff. So I meet Jake the Snake Roberts, who incidentally, he says, "You, why don't you take a picture with Damien?" I said, "Who's Damien?" He said, "He's in the bag." I said, "Well, so am I. Give me a couple more beers, you know?" So he takes Jake the Snake out, and I put him around me. And he said, "Don't worry. He's big and he's strong." And he wrapped his, you know, he got his tail around my leg here, and I'm holding him, and I'm looking at Jake, and he's got this huge scar right here. And I said, "Well, what is that?" He said, "Well, that's where Damien bit me." I said, "Oh, what a great time that must be, you know? God, I hope he bites me too, you know?" I remember the one thing with Jake with...
Oh, what happened there?
He threw that snake down at her feet. You remember that? She left WrestleMania so fast. She didn't leave, she left Donald there, and she ain't seen him since, I guess, but... when we go to Detroit to do the show, when the giant choked me and let me go, now if the camera stays on, instead of breaking away, you see me on top of Andre. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Vince McMahon comes screaming, "You get off of him, he's got a match." Yeah, oh yeah. It wasn't all Andre. No, it wasn't all Andre. I remember later on when I was changing underwear.
The Uecker is timeless, man. He is so good.
I ain't letting that guy get away with that, you know? But it was, as I said earlier, some of the greatest times that I've had in sports, entertainment, anything else, to have been around Richie and Vince McMahon and all of these greats, to have been a member of a baseball team, to be able to broadcast baseball today, to be able to mess around with television shows and movies and all of this stuff, and tonight especially, to be here with you. And I know when I walked in here tonight and I looked around, I mean, man, this place is jam-packed. And I know what it's going to be tomorrow, too. out at WrestleMania. Oh yeah, I'll be there. Oh yeah,
love you.
Thank you very much.
So there you go.
For your time.
Just some of the comedy stylings of Bobby Uecker. It's just timeless. And when you see that he's going to be taking it day by day after the home opener, it hurts you a little bit. It hits you in the heart a little bit. It's like, man, it's like, damn, Father Time. Father Time gets you. Ice Cube. It was a good day. Today's been a great day, by the way, minus the Brewers getting postponed to tomorrow. Ice Cube, though, in the news cycle. Now, Ice Cube said this offer was intended to remain private, but of course broke. How about this? Ice Cube, the Big Three, you know, his league, basketball league, the Big Three. Ice Cube says, I intended this offer to remain private while I was Caitlin Clark, plays for the championship. But he says, I won't deny what's now already out there. The Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark has been offered $5 million from Ice Cube's Big Three League. That's a lot of cheddar. Saying, you know, Caitlin Clark is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three. Big Three does have some female coaches as well. Ice Cube says, with our offer, Caitlin Clark can make history and break down even more barriers for women's athletics. $5 million. You play 8 regular season games and possibly 2 playoff games. That is it. 10 games for $5 million guaranteed. Would you take it if you were Caitlin Clark? I just Googled the highest salary for the WNBA. Because Caitlin Clark is going to the WNBA. Well, maybe. Probably. Next year. But the Indiana Fever guard, Erica Wheeler, was the highest paid player in the league with a salary of $242,000. $242,154. So we'll just say $242,000. In 2024, a trio of players are set to lead the league with salaries of $241,000. Caitlin Clark offered $5 million to play potentially 10 games. Now, Ice Cube said she can do both. But my gosh, why would you not take that money? That would be absolutely insane. Ice Cube on Twitter yesterday, Ian said, the skeptics laughed when we made Nancy Lieberman the first female coach of a men's pro team, and she won the championship in her first year. Then Lisa Leslie won it all in year two. With our offer, Caitlin Clark can make history, break down those barriers. America's women athletes should not be forced to spend their off seasons playing in often dismal and dubious foreign countries just to make ends meet. Russia, for example. Ice Cube continued on saying, and then why? And they should have more than just one professional option in the U.S. at a time when American pro sports leagues are being infiltrated by autocratic anti-women regimes such as Qatar. Our path-breaking offer to Caitlin Clark demonstrates that the Big Three now offers another choice for athletes. Look at Ice Cube, man, putting it down. And this is, I love Ice Cube. Ice Cube is the man. Ice Cube does not abide by what the corporations, the big pharma, what anyone says. Ice Cube blazes his own trail. Caitlin Clark offered $5 million to play in the Big Three. Again, it's a potential of 10 games. 8 regular season, 2 playoffs. That is absolutely insane. Corey and Marshall said, man, that is 25 times the salary you mentioned. Do it. I say do take that money and run right to the Big Three and go get it. Dude, Caitlin Clark, there's lines blocks long to go see her play. Tickets are at like 400 minimum, standing room only to go see her play. Why not capitalize, not only capitalize for the Big Three, but also help prop up, you know, women's sports? Why not do it? And Caitlin Clark getting the bag, $5 million. unbelievable. I saw this news from Ice Cube, and I was like, damn. I wish I was in the position. $5 million. Give me $1 million. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, the biggest name in college hoops, all-time scoring leader in NCAA history, and that's for men and women. Top Pistol Pete, his 54-year-old record of 3,667 points. Now, she did it another year, and Pistol Pete, you know, wasn't the benefactor of the three-point line, but you look at this. That is unbelievable. $5 million to play in the Big Three. I'll be honest. I watch the Big Three not often. I've checked it out a couple times. It's exciting in its own way. Now, we've had some players on, former Badgers, that I think have played in the Big Three. Maybe that's another tournament they had. But the Big Three, why wouldn't you go take the money? $5 million, and then also you can do it in the WNBA as well and still continue to grow your brand and to grow, you know, eyes on the TV. Now, it's unclear if the WNBA could or would block Caitlin Clark or any other player for playing in the Big Three. But doing so, you think, could be in a risky move. But I think a rising tide, well, I don't think I know, a rising tide raises all ships. So if you're getting eyes on Caitlin Clark doing it in the Big Three, why wouldn't people then be like, man, she's good. I want to go check her out now, WNBA, get more eyes on that. Why not? So I saw that from the Cube, Ice Cube, baby. And I was like, wow, absolutely unbelievable for Ice Cube. And that's great for just sports in general, especially women's sports. I mean, Ice Cube's talking about it. You don't got to go, what do you say, dubious countries. Take it. Do it. Grant Bills, this song is Hits from the Bong by Cypress Hill.
Now,
Hits from the Bong.
Now, why would this be our song choice coming back into the show?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Grant Bills. Well, for everyone out there, another Badger has hit the transfer portal. Gus Yeldon, Gus Bus, has entered the transfer portal. The bus has said, beep, beep, I'm out of here. So Gus Bus, who got an underage at a Wisconsin football game, also got caught with a devil's lettuce.
Yeah, he was blowing boof in his dorm room.
Yeah, so yeah, two like back-to-back charges. One was underage drinking, the other one's with the stanky Sweet Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Hits from the bong. Gus Bus has entered the transfer portal. We say bye-bye.
So, I'm not telling Gus Bus how to live his life.
No, neither am I. Just don't get caught.
But if he was curious, I Googled some of the most marijuana-friendly colleges. Perhaps the University of Vermont in Burlington.
Ooh.
Pitzer College in Claremont, California. And the University of Rhode Island in Kingston. Just a couple. Just a few.
I will say this. My friends, excuse me, called it a Hoover. What you do is you take a paper towel, like just the cardboard roll,
yep,
or
yep,
a toilet paper cardboard roll.
Dryer sheets?
And a dryer sheet, hell, and you put a rubber band on one side.
Yep.
And then you crack your window. This is what I was told. I've never done it. But then when you do blow out the marijuana smoke, you blow it through the Hoover, through the dryer sheet out the window. That way you don't get busted.
Our RA told us two things. He said, I don't care if you smoke pot, just please go outside. And if you absolutely need to do it inside, just open a window and burn a bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't get that tip from me.
It's funny because looking back on it, for my friends that is, you could totally smell it anyways.
But yeah.
At least you had the illusion of that you're getting one up on the man a little bit. Or on the RA.
You're not being shameless. No. And it seems like Gus Bus,
a little shameless.
Two times, a little shameless. Let's be a little better.
Some people think they're so good at what they do, like, you know, from high school into college, that they can walk on water and they won't get in any trouble. Well, life comes at you fast.
Am I a boomer and am I old-fashioned to just be bummed out by the situation to think, you know, Gus, this university's investing in you, man?
I was excited about Gus Bus and the Badgers. I really was.
This university was excited to have you. They're investing in you with an education and all these everything they're giving to you, and you don't want to represent them just a little bit better? Am I an old man yelling at a cloud with a take like that? I don't think so.
No, I mean, just be smarter about doing it. Like, I mean, you're not the first person to smoke weed.
Won't be the last.
Just some people are better at, you know, hiding it or not getting caught.
Or even attempting to hide it.
Yeah.
Like, even putting 1 ounce of thought into hiding it. Considering hiding it, maybe.
Well, maybe this is the best for him. You go to a state where legal marijuana is, you get an NIL deal at the smoke shop. Maybe you get your own strain of weed coming up here. Gus Bus strain.
Well, you know what's frustrating about this? I guess whatever.
Be a sativa, because you want to be on the go.
Best of luck to Gus Bus. Yeah. What's annoying is the anti-Greg Gard folks are going to come loud and come hard today.
He should have smacked that pipe out of his hand.
And it's like, well, just another player leave a guard. I'm sorry. Are we really putting this on Greg Gard? If the dude didn't want to be an adult and play college basketball?
Yeah. Be an adult. Do better at smoking weed without people knowing.
That's mostly what it comes
down
to.
That's what adults do.
Go outside.
Yeah. I used to do it in the woods where no one was looking.
Yeah.
Or my friend did, excuse me.
Dave from Monona, my fellow UWL graduate, alumnus, he'll understand this. If you're in Coat Hall, right across the street, a very large cemetery with a big stone arch, and I could sit in my dorm room and watch masses of young individuals walk over there, big walking path, go over there, light up. You're not bothering anyone.
Well, Easter's coming up, right? And I do this on Thanksgiving, my friend's doing a Thanksgiving. It's like, hey, to your parents, I'm going to go for a walk.
Yes.
And you go outside, you go for a walk, and you come back, and all of a sudden, I'm ready for my second helping. I'm ready for plate number two. And dessert. Thank you. Well, and Grandma's like, man, you got an appetite on you. You're damn right I do, Grandma.
Grandma, I'm a growing boy.
I need that food, okay? Sorry, it's allergies. My eyes are red. It's allergies. It's got a little cold.
Again, if he would have been caught smoking pot in his dorm room in January... Excuse me. It's 10 degrees below zero. All right. It's still dumb, but I get it. Dude, it's fall in Wisconsin. It's beautiful. Go for a walk.
Dude, and seriously, though, like people that just smoke cigarettes, they don't care if it's minus 20 degrees. They'll go outside and smoke a cigarette.
You want to smoke? Go do what it takes.
Yeah.
Be a man. Go outside.
Well, Gus busted the transfer portal. He's gone.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you later, Gus.
All right. Stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed. Wink, wink.